Hi everyone, my name is Hannah OJ and welcome to my channel. This is episode 6 of the Other Black Girl Review, so let's get into it. Nella goes home and Malaika and Owen are there and they're all worried because they know she went to see this stalker woman. Nella tells them they can relax because she wasn't even there anyway and she doesn't really know how to feel about this whole Hazel thing at this point, but she does raise the good point that really and truly she doesn't know either of these women like that. And now that she's assistant editor to Diana's new project, she's got a lot more on her plate at work, so she just needs to focus on that. She did raise a good point, to be fair, that I guess there's not really any point in siding with anyone over these two women and who's crazy and who isn't, because really and truly she don't know either of them, so it could be anything at this point. But I do think that she should listen to her gut in the fact that there's definitely something shady going on with Hazel, and just to treat her as a colleague at this point and have a little bit of a distance from her. But obviously that's not really what's gonna happen. So Nella goes into work and she goes to see Richard in his office. She tells him about some of the ideas that she has for the imprint, and he takes that opportunity to let her know that he wants her to sign Jesse Watson as new talent. If you guys remember, Jesse Watson is Nella's fave, loves his podcast, it's like her Bible. But Nella tells him, with all due respect, that ain't about to happen. That man has been all up and down Beyonce's internet trashing you and Wagner Books. Then Richard gives this whole speech about how Nella needs to be their biggest champion, and he knows that she believes in what they're doing, so she can easily make Jesse believe in it too. Like, the manipulation is so clear now. He's just feeding her exactly what he knows that she wants to hear, so that she'll go and do. Nella's acting a little bit weird at work as well. She's a little bit overwhelmed with what's going on, so she's not thinking straight. She's getting distracted easily. This is another point where I think that they were trying to mirror what's going on in the book, where Nella's actually used the hair grease at this point and is acting weird, because it was a little bit off, like it didn't quite make sense for what was actually going on in the TV show. Like, if she's stressed, make her act stressed, but she was acting like she wasn't all there, like it was really weird. So because Nella's acting weird, Hazel uses this as an excuse to pop up at her boyfriend's workplace, because that's not weird. Owen works at a primary school, and Hazel tells him that she works for a charity that tutors underprivileged kids, and they partner up with schools, so she was basically just wondering if he wanted to get involved. And he was like, yeah, that sounds great, but why didn't you email me? Why are you here, weird ass bitch? And that's when Hazel dropped that she also came by because she's concerned about Nella. And even though Owen did agree that she had been acting distracted lately, she hadn't been acting so off that a random visit to her boyfriend's workplace was appropriate or necessary. So Owen's looking at her like, oh, you are weird, aren't you? He had his guard up the whole time because obviously he knows from Nella that they can't really trust Hazel right now. Later at home, Owen tells Nella all about this weird encounter with Hazel. But while they're talking, she gets a delivery and it's an original manuscript of Burning Heart, with notes from Kendra Ray and Diana in it and everything. So obviously, Nella spends the rest of the night reading it. The next day, Malaika and Owen are doing a little background check on Hazel. They discover that Hazel's name is nowhere on this website of the charity that she's apparently involved in, and she's not on there under the name Eva either. Malaika also snooped on her IG and found out that her Instagram account only goes back a year, but honestly, that as an isolated incident is not really that sus. But that charity though, definitely weird, because as passionate as she talks about it, you would definitely see some kind of tying to that somewhere, whether it's on her social media or on the website itself. Nella's at work and she goes to talk to Diana to thank her for sending her the original manuscript the night before. Diana doesn't even know what she's talking about at first, and then when Nella elaborated, she was like, oh yeah, I thought you could use it. So it's clear that she actually wasn't the one that sent the manuscript, but for whatever reason she's acting like she did. The plot thickens. We also get a brief breakdown of the plot of Diana's book in this conversation. So it's set during the time of the Black Panther movement, and it's based around the main character Evie, who has a strict sheltered upbringing. But she meets a Black Panther, they fall in love and live happily ever after. That's it in essentials. But in the original version of the book, the Black Panther that Evie falls in love with is very abusive, and the story ends with him murdering her. I can only assume that they changed it back then because Wagner already felt like they were taking a risk publishing the book of a Black author, so they didn't want to take another risk in their eyes by making it dark. Something light, something fluffy, something people can appreciate and fawn over, you know? If we're gonna do anything at all, it's gonna be something like that. That's what I'm assuming was their mindset back then. Nella suggests that they include the original ending in the re-release because it's tragic, but it's dynamic and it's more nuanced. So it would add a whole new layer to the story, which would attract a new audience, and it would simultaneously shock her old readers. And it would also speak to the misogyny that occurred within the Black Panther Party. Diana seems moved but unsure, so she tells Nella that she'll think about it. So back when Malaika and Owen were cyberstalking Hazel, Malaika discovered that Hazel kept tagging this guy in her IG posts. So they decide to go and see him so they could try and get some info on Hazel. He works at a barbershop, so they drop by the shop and pretend that Owen wants a haircut. This guy is a black guy and Owen is a white guy, so this whole thing was already giving not as inconspicuous as you think. Malaika starts questioning the barber when Owen sits down for a haircut. They're acting like a couple, so she easily segues into asking him about his girl, who she obviously thinks is Hazel. The barber says that he does have a girl and they've been together for about a year. And Malaika says, oh, you must have known her when she was in Boston. Remember, Hazel told Nella that story about this co-worker not liking her when she was working in Boston for a period. So we know she was in Boston. The guy gets all defensive, shaves a huge chunk off of the back of poor Owen's head, and he's getting all like flustered, like, I never mentioned Boston. Why'd you say Boston? My girl never lived in Boston. I never lived in Boston. What are you talking about Boston for? He also asked Malaika if she was that Shani chick. And Malaika said, who the fuck is Shani? But you don't say nothing else. He kicks Owen out of the chair, even though he's totally fucked up his hair, and he tells both of them to get out of his shop. While this whole barbershop fiasco is going on, Nella is sitting down with her fave, Jesse Watson, who surprisingly did agree to a sit down with her. She explains to him that she's been placed in charge of finding new talent for the imprint, and obviously he was one of the first people she thought of. Along with her pitch, she also adds that because of the dire situation that Wagner is in, he can basically just name his price. But Jesse says, absolutely fucking not. I can't be bought. I have integrity. I'm not just chasing checks, essentially. And I'm not surprised at that answer, but it also made me wonder why the hell he was wasting her time. Like, I was like, well, if that's the case, why are you even here? Like, I would have just preferred he just DM'd me a polite no. But it seems that he was a little bit intrigued by Nella. His producer told her that she accosted her at a party. I didn't like the way he said that, accosted. It was a networking party. I was networking. Like, what else was I supposed to do? Anyway, he's impressed at her moxie. And even though they just met, he's observed enough to clock how ambitious she is. And basically says she needs to stop wasting her talent over at Wagner and get the hell out of there. He actually offers her a job on his show as well. Nella is flattered, but she says no because she believes in the work that she's doing at Wagner. Plus, she cares too much about Diana to just leave now, which is fair, to be fair. That is the thing that's making it difficult, and that's what they're preying on, Nella's emotions in this whole thing. Because your favorite author, especially a book that you loved growing up, a book that you felt genuinely helped you as a child, the author of that book is going to be someone that you admire so much. And when you get the opportunity to work alongside with them, to work on their latest project, yeah, I can definitely understand why it wasn't even something that she comprehended, the idea of leaving the company at this point. But I think for me, this whole thing would scare me a little bit. Like, this whole Hazel thing would be so unnerving and make me feel so anxious that I wouldn't really be able to appreciate what I'm doing at work anyway. Like, it was just, the whole thing about it would just have my back up so much that I probably wouldn't even have Diane as my focus at this point, because my anxiety would have completely taken over, but that's just me. Later on at work, Nella gives Diana the note that she found in her file when she was looking through it in the archives. The one that says, please Kenny, it doesn't have to be like this, Diana. Nella thinks that Diana was talking about the original ending of the book, which is fair, it is in a file with the book. Diana explains that she and Kendra liked the original ending, but Richard didn't. He thought it was too much for white people, as Nella put it, just like I suspected. And then it made Diana worry about whether or not people would even buy the book, and she was so anxious about, you know, the black writers that might come after her. She didn't want to ruin their chance by not taking the shot to make this a bestseller, so she ended up just listening to him and rewriting the ending. Kendra apparently hated Richard for doing this, and Diana was mad at him a little bit as well, but she also was grateful for the success of Burning Heart, so she was a little bit conflicted as to how angry to be really with him, because it's like, was he right in the end? Nella convinces Diana eventually that this is exactly why they should publish the book with the original ending this time around. Malaika and Owen FaceTime Nella to let her know what happened with the barber. But Nella, for some reason, still wants to give Hazel the benefit of the doubt and give her a chance to explain instead of being confrontational about it. So she catches Hazel as she's leaving the office this time, and she asks her if she's ever gone by the name Eva. Hazel asks her where she got that from, and she describes the stalker lady and asks if it's her that told her this. Nella says yes, and Hazel gets all freaked out. She says that her name is Shani, so this is the mysterious Shani, apparently. And she's also the co-worker that Hazel was talking about in Boston that hated her. She starts acting like she's really scared of Shani, and she's the reason why she had to move to a whole new city and change her name. This literally did not make any sense. This was a coworker that you described as somebody who was an op, who never had your back and wasn't nice to you at work. There was never anything that she told Nella that indicated that she was crazy, that she was dangerous, that she was somebody to be wary of outside of work. So for her to all of a sudden be all paranoid and scared that this was somebody that was going to do something to her and be mad that Nella didn't tell her because of that, I was like, girl, that makes no sense. Why would she tell you that in a way to warn you? You never told her anything to indicate that this was someone to be scared of. So why would she do anything other than wonder if she's telling the truth? Because she don't know you either. Like, it literally made no sense. It's clear that because Nella is so nice, she can easily be emotionally manipulated or taken advantage of, but she seems like an overthinker, so I'm surprised that when she's on her way home thinking about these things, she doesn't clock that certain things don't quite click into place. At the end of the episode, Hazel is rushing into her house, and at first it looks like she's still scared and paranoid of this Shani girl. But she goes into a bedroom upstairs, and Shani is handcuffed to her bed there. Hazel's just looking at her all menacingly like, you should have left me alone. Oh, Hazel gives me the heebie-jeebies. Would you believe it? Even though I know this is a TV show, when it comes to the creepiness and the eeriness of the story, they got that down pat, like on point, because even when I talk about this story at night, it gives me the heebie-jeebies a little bit. Like when I'm here doing these and it's late, I'm like, oh, I'm a little bit scared, and I don't know why, because I literally know exactly what's gonna happen and I know it's just a TV show. And it's not even really scary, like, ah, scary, but the whole thing is just, it's just creepy. Like, it's just like, it's a little bit, like a thriller is meant to make you feel, I guess. So yeah, they definitely achieved that. But at the same time, it's still somehow lighthearted and funny. That was one of the initial things I said in my first review. And that's one of the best things about this show, I feel like. Like, it's still ultimately digestible, even though there's a lot in it that actually triggers you as a black woman. And it's also a thriller, so it's a little bit creepy, but it's still like a pleasant digest. It's so weird, but I like it. And I think that Malaika is a lot of the reason why. And to be fair, the guy that plays Owen is pretty good as well. Like, he's funny. And even the character Richard, even though he's an op, I think I said this in one of my past reviews, he's got really, really good comedic acting. Will from Will and Grace, so it makes sense. So yeah, I really like that about this show. But Hazel, ooh, heebie-jeebies. I really can't wait to do the review of the next episode, because this is where we really, really get into the nitty-gritty with Hazel and this whole backstory. Like, we really finally shed proper light as to what the fuck is going down over there. But anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed this review as usual. Please comment below and let me know what you thought of the review and of the show. Also, please like the video and subscribe to my channel for more reviews. I'll drop the next couple reviews next weekend, most likely. I did a little bit more than I planned to do this weekend, so I can definitely give it a break for a week. But until the next time, see you guys later.